Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You're listening to Fucks Given, the one with Venus Libido.
Welcome to Fucks Given. I'm Reed.
And I'm Florence, and we are on a mission to revolutionise the sex space, break down barriers, and give the lowdown on all things sexy.
Every week, we will welcome a special guest to share with us their juicy details about their best fucks, worst fucks, or even the fucks that changed them.
And we'll also hear your guys' sex questions and your worst sex stories.
We're all about celebrating your sex. We're removing the stigma around the whole number bullshit.
No matter how many people you've slept with, the number never matters because the fucks given are the fucks that made us. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome. Oh.
Thanks for having me.
This has been long awaited.
It has.
Yes. You've been like Instagram inspo for so long.
Aww. Yes. Your work is incredible.
Thanks, guys.
Would you be able to tell our curious fuckers a little bit about the work that you do?
Yeah, so I'm an illustrator, first and foremost. So I do a lot of illustrations around mental health, about sexuality, about equality, about body positivity. But last year I made a show called Private Parts, which was a sex show. It's kind of, I always say it's like a sex comedy educational show because it's like you learn something, but it's funny and it's about sex and it's trying to talk about things that not everyone's talking about, and it's super inclusive, which
so important.
Yeah, the reason I made it was because I realized there wasn't really any shows out there that were like talking about sex in a way that was funny, that was also inclusive. So talking about, you know, trans sex and people who have just had cancer and they're having sex and period sex and all those sort of things. And so I just like, I'm gonna do it.
It's
so important to open up these conversations, and I think in any way possible, and whoever can do them, like the more the better.
Yeah, exactly. But I loved it. Like, it was literally, I just can't wait to do it again.
Yeah,
and
are you
again.
Doing series two?
Yeah, so I'm going to do series two, but this time I want to do like a touring series around the UK.
Like a live show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
So I did one at a festival last summer.
Oh, amazing.
And it was absolutely insane. So it was in a tent where it's like, it's called like Curious Minds tent, and every like hour they had like a different talk on.
Yeah. Mm.
And the tent was always really empty, and I was like, oh, fucking hell, this is going to be
so
embarrassing. Who's going to want to like come and listen to me talk? I'm nobody. No one needs to know who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
And I went in the tent and I started like saying sex and masturbation, and
everyone started filtering in.
Yeah. The tent was packed.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So like the people, I was having someone film it, and the guy was like, I couldn't even film properly because there were so many people in the way.
Wow.
And it was just the best thing ever, that loads of people wanted to come in and talk about sex.
It just shows that people are willing to listen and they want to know about it.
Yeah, exactly. They want to learn. Yeah. That's so good. Yeah.
And we got like the crowd involved and
amazing.
Had played games with them and they all won sex toys. And
Oh my God,
so I want to do that again. I want to go tour and take it into festivals and hopefully go to like America as well and do it.
Yes. But would you be advertising this on your Instagram so that all our listeners can make sure they can go?
Yeah, so you can watch season one on my IGTV.
Yeah.
And then, season two will be on the same. So, yeah. I'm looking for sponsors as well at the moment.
Shout out.
If anyone else is listening.
please help. Yeah.
Please help me.
Finance.
Yeah, we're exactly the same. Like, please give us money so we can keep doing this.
Exactly.
So we can pay our rent.
Fuck number one.
The last fuck.
So, as I was saying to you before we came on, I've just broken up with my boyfriend, and we were together for 9 years.
Wow. Is this a positive breakup or like quite a sad breakup?
No, it was my decision.
I mean, it's always going to be sad after 9 years.
Yeah. I mean,
after any time. Yeah. Breakup's horrible.
I mean, most people haven't been fucking married 9 years.
Yes, yeah. So like, true.
It was my decision, and it's still quite new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was only about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. That's fresh.
Super
so
fresh.
It's really fresh. But so I'm not sure.
You did it around Christmas as well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why we do this to ourselves.
I was going to say, it's a Christmas spirit. Let's end things.
I think it may be like the wrapping up of a year that makes you start thinking about things properly. And then you're like, it's the right time.
Yeah.
And then in a way, you give yourself a little bit of like a cushion because you know that you're going to be with family and like friends over Christmas.
Yeah.
Even though it's going to be slightly different in a way that you have the support set up for you.
Yeah, exactly. But I had been thinking about it for a long time.
Yeah.
Which I think he like really shocked him. He was like, I didn't realize you were feeling like this. I thought we were okay. I was
Well,
that's just typical, isn't it? You
know, like, don't notice anything.
I've given you the signs and explained it pretty clearly, but...
it was pretty much like that. Yeah. It's still really new. So I'm not really sure, like, I'm just so scared of him listening to this and knowing like what I've been up to since we've broken up.
Oh, I see. Do you think he will listen?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like that would be self-sabotage if he listens.
Yeah, although I feel like I know that my ex has been like paying more attention to Come Curious since our breakup.
Really?
Somehow it's like, wait, so this was one of the reasons why we broke up, the fact that you didn't support me and never listened to the podcast, never watched our YouTube videos, and never looked at our Instagram.
But
and
now want to see it all.
Yeah.
What is that? It's got to be, I mean, we all do it anyway.
Yeah.
We look back at our exes and see what they're doing. It's like, why do we do that to ourselves? Because we're never going to see anything that's going to make us feel good or better about the situation. Yeah. It is just... You're causing yourself pain.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, now it's about you and your life.
Yeah.
And you've been with this person for 9 years.
Yeah.
And now your life is about you and you've got to do what you want. And you can't stop yourself from doing things just because of them.
Yeah. No, you're so right. I mean, the main reason I wanted the breakup was... because I'm pansexual, and for so many years I felt like I was really suppressing my sexuality.
Yeah.
And he wasn't really up for an open relationship or, you know, having...
That's so hard.
I know, yeah, and we spoke about open... He was like, oh, I'll think about it. And he was thinking about it for a couple of months, and I was just like, look, this isn't... Like, if you're not ready for this, and I am, I'm never going to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just don't want to go another 9 years and be with just you when that's not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So...
That's intense.
Yeah. It was really hard for him to hear because he had no idea. It just came out of nowhere for him.
Yeah.
And when I'd literally been thinking about it for months, and I just felt so bad because I was so happy and content with the decision, and he was obviously heartbroken.
Yeah.
And I just felt terrible.
Of course.
I've also felt very happy that I'd done it.
Like, relieved.
Yeah, so it was like
set
a real...
Set free.
Yeah, it was a really weird feeling.
Yeah.
But sex with him was always amazing.
Like,
really?
Yeah. Like, even after 9 years.
Cause like,
long-term relationships are hard when it comes to sex. It's so up and down.
No, our sex life was amazing.
That's
like, he was
good.
Other than wanting to try stuff with other people, like, he was always willing to try stuff in the bedroom with just us.
That's amazing.
But... yeah, that was the one thing I do miss, is like our sex life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is hard, but like, you know that you wouldn't have been happy because you're always going to want to explore these things.
Yeah.
Like, suppressing yourself is so hard, and I think it's quite traumatic as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So traumatic.
Yeah.
Totally agree with that.
You need to be like out there exploring things.
Yeah.
And the guilt as well, you feel like it's obviously horrible being broken up with, but doing the breaking, it's like you're causing that pain.
Yeah.
Even though you know it's the right decision. Yeah. I mean, I'm loving this relationship talk, but I want to hear about the sex. So what was your last fuck?
God. Okay.
Or what do you want the sex to be? Now, if you don't want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, if you're not comfortable talking about it.
I think it's obvious that I've had sex because I'm uncomfortable.
Like,
I think we've made it very obvious that I have. But no, like, I think, like, sex with my ex was amazing. like, it was really good, but I did, like, a couple of weeks after have sex with someone else.
Was that weird? Was it, like...
No, it like, was really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always feel like, you know, like, I was like a virgin again.
No,
like,
I was really excited, but I don't know, it felt amazing.
Like, so good.
Yeah, like, we had sex, like, quite a lot, and I just felt like a new me. I was just like, yes, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. Like, this is great. Yeah, I was so happy. Like, I went home with a massive smile on my face. My mom was like, I know what you've been up to.
Mama.
Like, yeah.
Finally. I was like, express what you wanted.
Yeah.
What was good about it?
I think just, like, experiencing someone else's company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And being touched differently. And, yeah, just having sex with somebody else was, like, after nine... Like, I've only ever slept with... Before, like, we broke up, I'd only slept with him and one other person.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so me, it was, like, so exciting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was really good.
That's so good.
Mm. Can I ask if it was male or female?
It's actually a male.
Ah.
Yeah. I am going on a date tonight with a girl, though.
Oh, nice.
Are you?
I hope it goes
well.
That
must be so exciting. Yeah. I mean, I'm all for, like... I don't know, having loads of sex after a breakup.
Yeah.
There's only one way to get over it. You get under something new.
Yeah. I mean, on this date tonight, don't do anything we wouldn't do.
We do everything.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do everything. Like, fuck on the first date, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck two.
The first fuck.
Oh, gosh. I think I was 16.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just super boring. Like, there's not any interesting story. Like, I was with a boyfriend. We were together for 5 years. I've been in just so many long relationships. What? I'm never getting in a fucking relationship again.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so
5 years, then 9 years.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's fucking...
And there was no break in
between.
You
need to make sure that you have some single time.
Oh, yeah, you need to be, like, living your single life to the fullest.
Yeah, I definitely
And experience, like, your pansexuality, like, properly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
definitely, you're going to fall in love with this girl and then be in another, like, 12-year
relationship. No, it's not happening. It's not happening at all. Yeah, so my first time was really dull. I don't really remember it, actually.
Really?
No, I've got really bad memory.
I mean, it was fucking ages ago.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't memorable, then what is there to remember?
It was
really
just boring in the bed, normal sex.
Like, did you feel like you were really ready for it? Did you plan it?
We didn't plan it, but I definitely planned waiting till I was 16 for some reason.
Oh, yeah, that's what they teach you at school, I swear.
I don't know why I did that, because all of my friends had sex, like, at 13. And I was like, I'm just going to wait till I'm 16, just because, like, I don't want to be the girl that also has done it.
Yeah, like, nice rounded number.
Also has done it.
I was just like, why did I want to be the girl that has done it. I was like, why did I do that now? Like, looking back, I'm like, fucking hell, there were so many guys that wanted to have sex with me at school. Why did I just not have sex with them?
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah. I was, like, gagging for it when I was younger as well. Like, I felt like I was so ready, even, like, maybe from the age of, like, 13.
Yeah.
And I was always, like, I was obsessed with guys.
Yeah.
I would always be chatting to guys on the phone until, like, 4 a.m. in the morning.
Obsessed with porn and masturbating.
Yeah.
Like, at you know, questionably young age, when you're, like, 12 or something, you're just, like... I could have easily fucked them, but that's not the right age to fuck. I mean, you say that. I feel like people definitely should wait around the time they're 16. I think that's probably...
We should say that, yes.
God, yeah.
We should legally say that.
We should say that.
Really, you can have sex whenever you feel comfortable.
Yeah, whenever you feel ready.
Yeah, when you feel comfortable with that person as well.
So funny. I, like... definitely could have ended up having sex on the beach because I grew up in Brighton and we used to go to these beach parties like every Saturday, I think.
Yeah.
And there was a guy there that I was like obsessed with. I used to be like a little bit like emo, a bit scene. And
always.
There was this guy with like, you know that like really like manga, like hedgehog hair.
Oh my god, yes.
And it was all like dyed in like weird like zebra patterns or like leopard print or whatever.
So scene, oh my god.
Oh my god, with like the massive like fringe covering half his face. And he fingered me on the beach.
Hey.
Oh, that's so lovely.
It was romantic.
I didn't have
And then we went up to the like more the paving area and he threw up.
Aww.
So romantic. And I sat there
so
and held
cute.
His fringe back because you know they're so long.
Little
that
fringe.
It was like getting in the way.
Oh, that's cute.
And then my mum came and picked me up at 10 p.m.
Thanks, mama. Oh, we did the same, but mine was in a park. Not as romantic as a beach.
I mean, actually, the beach is pretty dangerous for, like, first times.
Yeah. I mean, in Brighton, probably, yeah.
I mean, you could anywhere die public. In the sea.
Oh, yeah, you could.
But if you're really drunk and wasted, you'd, like, wander into the sea, like, skinny dip.
Yeah, that's true.
People, never come
people out.
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I shouldn't joke about it because it's happened.
Yeah.
It has happened to people that I've, like, know. As oh, well. My God.
Especially, like, British sea where it's, like, fucking violent and horrible.
Yeah. And cold.
Yeah. And cold, yeah. Die of hypothermia. Yeah.
God.
We should stop talking
about
this.
Yeah, this is going dark.
It is getting really dark.
Do you know what, though? Like, when I was at school, obviously I knew back then that I was, like, into girls.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I, like, kissed way more girls before I'd kissed boys.
Yeah. Really?
And then, like, I realised that that was, like, nobody was gay at my school. And I, you know, like, where
like
I
live.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. And, like, where I live, it's such a small little town. Like, if you were gay, it was really weird. So, like, I suppressed that and I was like, So I was just, like, going with boys for the sake of going with the boys.
It is, though, at that age. Yeah. Like, being gay is fucking weird. Like, I remember, like, rumours going around, that girl's a lesbian. Yeah. Oh, my God, she's the lesbian of the school. And it's just such a big deal. And it's like, now, if you're not gay, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like,
I know, right?
I feel like I even had that growing up in Brighton. Like, we only had one gay guy in our year, and that's just so not, like...
So
that just cannot be true.
No,
it just cannot be true.
100% not. Statistics show. Yeah.
And then when I got with my friend who was a girl, I felt like so much shame afterwards for it.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, oh my God, I've done that.
And people bully, like, bully because they don't understand or they think it's funny or they think it's weird.
Yeah.
It's just a child's game. And then you grow up and you're like, oh fuck, I'm gay and I just bullied all those gay people. Like, shit.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. It's like in Sex Education.
Yes.
Oh my God. That literal storyline.
Yeah.
I didn't. I don't know why I didn't clock this, but I didn't realize they were all 16 in the profile. I thought it was college.
Yeah. What? 16 is obscene. Like, they are at least pushing 35 for fuck's sake.
Yeah. When I saw the second one and he was like, I'm 16, mum, or whatever. I was like, what, mate? I thought this was college.
Yeah, you're like 20, mate.
I thought it was college as well, actually.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, like a sixth form.
Yeah, sixth form.
But no, it's just a posh. It's just posh a posh secondary school.
Oh my God.
Where they don't have to wear school uniform.
Yeah, innit?
That's why I thought it was college, because they're not wearing uniform.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they put that as because I think they're trying to go through all the motions of sex education. Like, normally when you're in college, you're kind of... A lot of people already there.
Yeah.
And they're all very young. I still feel like they should be in college. It makes so much more sense.
Yeah. They look like they should be as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't look like that at school.
No. I wasn't fucking allowed. I was in, like, a uniform until I was 17.
Yeah.
It's because they're trying to do that whole, like, merging of, like, American and British.
It's like so Americanized.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Because, like, even they were, like, walking around the school and talking about, like, oh, those are the stoners. Mm. And, like, those are the cool. And I was just like,
That's not what it's like in England.
No. I mean, you might get they're kind of like the gothy emo grungy, and then you've got I don't know, but it's not like
not
that.
Not properly like that.
I guess maybe it's just like glorified. Why are we talking about this? Let's go back to sex. Like,
I'm literally the worst person at like going off on a tangent.
Yeah, just like rambling, getting like well into sex education.
I mean, we love that show.
Yeah, love it. Check it out on Netflix, guys.
We're just like promoting it for free.
Yeah,
pay us.
Fuck three.
The best fuck.
Okay. So, oh God, I still don't know what my best one is. That's really sad.
It's not sad.
I mean, it's not sad because it just means that you've had lots of good sex.
Yeah.
I think, my ex was really good. Like, every time we had sex, it was amazing.
Yeah. Every time.
Yeah.
But did you fall into the relationship routine? Where, like, I found myself doing this where it's like, I give him head and then he fucks me and then I come with a G-spot and then we get the vibrator out and then I clitoral orgasm and then that's it. That's, like, the routine
that we're trying to break. No, we didn't have routine.
And it's great, but, you know, that's not consistent. Yeah, you can't keep that shit up. Yeah. No,
we didn't have a routine. Well, we did for the first couple of years, but then, like, when I started getting into, like, talking about sex and my work and stuff and exploring it and the toys, like, we were really open to trying stuff together.
Oh, nice.
That's so good.
We did lots of bondage. Oh, okay. So we did before Christmas, we had really good sex where... It was my birthday and I was like, I really want to go buy a strap-on. I really want to go buy, like, some rope and some nice, like, bondage stuff and, like, like a dog collar that you can pull me around by, and we bought all that stuff, and like we used it all, and that was pretty cool night. Like he was like pulling me around by my neck,
oh my god,
and like doing me from behind, and
oh, that's so good.
Lots of oil, like that was pretty hot. That I'd say that was probably the best actually.
Yeah.
What made it so exciting? Had you done anything like that before?
Yeah, we had. Like, we always loved tying each other up. Yeah. We had, like, this really cool thing where, like, you attach yourself to the door.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of my favourite things that we had. And the one where you're, like that. You're not going to see it in the podcast.
But it's like,
how do you explain? Like, yeah,
yeah, when you're on your stomach.
I love that.
Yeah.
And being done from behind, that's amazing.
Oh, but, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I just realised that I am, like, super into, like, learning about Shibari after.
Yeah.
I did, like, have you ever done that BDSM test?
No.
There's this like, questionnaire.
You sent me this. I was like, what the fuck
is this?
There's
a questionnaire that you can do online, and it's, like, basically, like, a personality test, but it tells you, like, what you're most into. And then, like, weirdly, I was like 99% rope bunny, and I was like, I've never actually done any Shibari in my
life. What's rope bunny?
Yeah. I don't know. Someone that likes Shibari, maybe?
It must be someone who's into rope. Yeah.
I recommend people do this test because it was just quite interesting.
You have to send it. I mean,
it
was
like, it sounds like one of the fun girly ones you do, like at a sleepover, and you're all like
definitely
who are
not
you?
Like girly or sleepover.
What like porn celebrity are you?
Fuck number four.
The worst fuck.
Yeah, I think with my first boyfriend, I used to literally hate having sex. And I would
really?
Just, yeah.
Oh,
like,
God.
I think because it was, like, my first boyfriend, and I was, like, so timid about, like, sex back then.
Yeah.
And I think I was just, at that age, I was still, like, so confused about liking girls that whenever I had sex with him, I would just think about girls.
Oh.
So, yeah. Like, that was always awful.
That sounds so hard. And also, when you're in a relationship, you feel like, obliged to have sex.
And you were with him for 5 years?
It just wasn't enjoyable.
Jesus.
Like, never.
5 years.
I don't think I ever came.
Especially if it's your...
You never came?
I just had to do it myself. Like, he was really selfish and,
just wasn't taught properly.
No.
Didn't understand. I mean, especially if it's like your first sexual partner, you actually think that's just the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
rather than knowing what else is good out there.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's so sad.
It is very sad. But it's in the past.
I was going to say.
In a way, it's a learning.
Look at me now.
Yeah, it's a learning experience, and it taught you what you know that you like need in the bedroom now.
Yeah. Do you know what? I was thinking this other day. Actually, it was last night. I was like masturbating, and I was just like, oh, I feel so happy right now that I know what I want.
Oh,
yes.
That's lovely.
Like, I was just having such a beautiful moment with myself, and I was just like, this is so great. I could be... like having a life where I didn't ever like pleasure myself because I was too scared to buy a vibrator or talk about sex or tell a guy how I liked her. Now I'm like, yeah, I can say anything and I feel comfortable. And I was like,
that's so good.
I just
good.
Feel so happy about it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That is
really
so good.
Sad, but
no, it's like new chapter, new you. Love and life. Yeah.
I feel like I've felt like similar things since my breakup as well, where suddenly just like, oh my God, now I can experience and explore everything that I wanted to.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is incredible.
Mm-hmm. It's really exciting.
Yeah. So back to this worst fuck.
Mm.
What was it about like the sex that made it like hard? Was it the fact that you didn't want it with him?
Yeah, I didn't want it with him. I don't think either of us knew what we were doing.
Right.
Because we were so young. I think we were together till like since we were 18. Yeah, like 14. 18, 19.
Oh, okay. And then you waited to have... So you were already together and you'd waited like 2 years whilst you were together to check it.
Yeah. But it was just really fucking boring. Like, there was nothing exciting about it. Like, I don't know. I liked watching porn and I was never like... I never felt comfortable saying to him, let's watch porn together.
Yeah.
Like, just little things like that.
I feel like when you're young, it's so hard to actually like voice your opinions about these things. It's like, oh my God, I'm just so embarrassed about what the other person's going to think of me. Or...
Exactly. And like telling him like, if you know how to make yourself calm by yourself, but then saying that at such a young age to another boy is like really intimidating because you feel like they should... I always just thought, oh, he'll know how to do it.
Exactly. And
then he didn't.
You don't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is such like a risky game to play. Like,
how do you
talk to people about that.
Yeah.
And also like the biggest thing for me is at that age, I didn't know that not all women could come from having penetrative sex.
Yeah.
So I always thought I was broken.
Yeah.
Or like he wasn't doing it right, or his dick wasn't big enough, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I learned that like a couple of years ago. Because you're not really taught that as well.
Yeah.
Like,
no, you're not.
98% of women can't come from, is that right?
Penetration.
From penetration.
Yeah, that's an insane amount.
98.
And it's like we've learned from porn that all women come just by sticking a dick in.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's why porn can be so damaging, is because it just makes out that everything's so easy.
Yeah, exactly. So easy. And like men last for ages and they've all got giant cocks that everybody wants. And then when it comes to it, you're just like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
Yeah, I know.
Don't split me open, please. No, thank you.
But, like, it's so normal not to come during sex.
So normal.
Although, I feel like guys or, like, whoever you're having sex with could put a little bit more effort in.
Yeah.
Yeah, try and figure it out. Then again, though,
stick a finger up a bum or something. Come
exactly.
On, try something new.
Get the toy out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think I hadn't ever had a G-spot orgasm, and I remember my partner and I trying to get one, and I remember being like, oh my God, I think I nearly had one. I think I was really close.
Yeah.
And it was like months realizing that I was like really close, but because you never have a G-spot orgasm before, you don't know what it actually feels like, and you can't relate to it. All I'd known is clitoral orgasm, so I was expecting a clitoral orgasm, but inside me.
Yeah.
And that's just not what it feels like.
No.
It's like you really have to, I think it was someone that mentioned that it doesn't feel anything like a clitoral orgasm. It feels like, you know, an intense feeling that doesn't really even feel like an orgasm until you hone in on it, focus, and then you can almost create it into like an intense pleasure orgasm. And then as soon as I figured that out, then I was like, oh my God, I have been G-spot orgasming, and then I could focus and make it into a thing.
Yeah.
But it took us ages, ages of practice, and also like a lot of pounding, like without using a toy as well, because toys, you either come clitorally with that too quickly, or it gets quite confusing for your vagina to like deal with.
Yeah. I find it really hard to G-spot orgasm, and I think maybe in my last relationship I might have only had two over four and a half years.
Fuck.
Jeez. But I like literally, it's easier, but then it's always like I would have to like sort it out myself or like whatever.
I've still not had a G-spot orgasm.
No.
No.
2020 is going to happen. Maybe.
Do you feel pleasure penetratively?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, this is the thing.
It should be possible.
Yeah, it's either possible or you're having it and you're not realising it is what it is.
Yeah.
Because there's also like C-spot orgasms.
Yeah, C-spot orgasms.
Which is like a totally different thing. It's always possible that I've been having those, but I've never had a G-spot orgasm. Who fucking knows, man?
Yeah. It's so weird. And I think G-spot orgasms really come down to finding the right fit.
Oh yeah, you gotta find the right fit,
because our G-spot is in such a specific place.
Yeah,
if you're too big, you go past it. If you're too small, you're not hitting it. If you've got like a curvy dick, you might like bypass it in some other way. Like there's so many pointers to go into it. You can, I don't know, and I don't even know if it's that easy to have a G-spot orgasm through fingering either.
Oh, I feel like it's so hard. Yeah. Like that, maybe if you're trying to aim for squirting.
Yeah.
But everyone's G-spots are in completely different places as well. They're not just where we think they are. And the only way I could do it is I think like my partner has like quite a sizable thick head. So when he's ramming me, that's what's pressing against it or rubbing against it. Or maybe it's like something to do when, I don't fucking know what's going on down there. But I think every vagina needs something different to be able to unlock that.
My second boyfriend was the right key in
the lock.
And I had a G-spot orgasm every single time we had sex.
Really?
We both would like climax at the same time practically every time we had
that
sex.
That sounds like a fucking movie.
I know. It was so weird. And then obviously I left him because I wanted to have sex with other people. And then no one else could make me come. And I was like, what has happened? I thought I was broken because I was like, wait, this was working before. Like, why is it not working anymore?
Shit. Fuck. Why is that? Like, what?
I don't know.
Oh, God. It's a fucking minefield.
It is a minefield. Orgasms are a minefield.
Yeah, so basically, just fuck loads and loads of people until you find the right
fit. Until you find the right
fit. Key.
Fuck number five.
The fuck that made me. The
fuck that made you who you are or changed your life in some sort of way?
Oh, gosh, I feel like that hasn't happened yet.
Oh, yeah, okay. Love this answer.
That hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm. You're waiting
I'm
for
waiting
it.
For this.
Do you know what, like, what are you feeling for this?
Fuck. Like, what do you want to
yeah,
do?
Yeah, what do you want it to be?
Oh, I don't know. I think it will be like... Do you know what? I just envision... You know... This is really corny. Right. So, you know, like, in... what's it called? Santorini. Those, like, pools in the villa.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be in one of them. That's what I see in my head.
In a pool.
Because I... Like, my fetish is water.
Oh, nice.
So, I... Like, it honestly is my biggest turn-on.
What star sign are you?
Sagittarius.
That's not a water sign, is it?
No.
I don't know why you asked that question.
Reed hates all that.
I don't hate
I'm
it.
Like slightly
I'm
into
not
it.
Into it either.
I'm slightly into
I think
it.
It's fun.
Yeah. Meaningless fun.
Were you like a water baby when you were younger?
No, and I nearly drowned when I was a child.
Jesus Christ. Ooh. Like what?
This is the masochism coming
yeah.
back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
suffocate me under the water.
I think so.
It's like PTSD.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know what? Like, watery sex always, I never know if it's going to actually be as hot as it sounds, though, because having sex in water actually dries you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get like a little bit like a different kind of friction down there.
Sex in the shower is complicated. In the bath, you're dry. I had sex in a hot tub and I thought it was hot. We did like couple swapping.
Oh,
I got the worst vaginal infections in the world. Like I had.
Because there's
awful,
so much chlorine in a jacuzzi.
So much chlorine. And when you're fucking as well, even
warm.
With condoms, it is just not okay. I end up getting pelvic inflammatory disease and the worst bout of thrush that I've ever had in my life.
Oh my God.
Like, I had to have like two pessaries and it just kept coming back. It was
that
fuck me.
So okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the jacuzzi's very clean. It's
not,
just
they're not hygienic areas.
No.
I mean,
have you fucked in the sea?
No, only in a swimming pool.
Because is the sea good? Because I mean, like with swimming
salt
pools,
water.
You've got like chlorine, but then you're supposed to have the healing properties of the sea. Yeah. But then there's a lot of shit in there too.
Know.
Were you fine after fucking in a pool?
Yeah,
that's
good.
Yeah. That's good.
Maybe you just got a resilient vagina.
Maybe.
You have the most sensitive vagina in the world.
My pussy's a pussy. It can't
it
handle
really
anything.
Is. It really is.
Lubes at the moment. I've got like trying this new sensitive lube. That irritated my vagina.
Oh my God.
Gave me some kind of BV thing.
I'm really sensitive to like, I can't use condoms. Like, honestly, I hate them. As soon as I use them,
now
like,
you're single, you got to.
I know. I know.
Did you use a condom? With that partner. Oh, you did? Oh, proud of you.
Proud.
But no, I've got this lube from Unbound. Unbound Babes? Is it Unbound Babes? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that.
They're like New York based and they sent me this CBD lube.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't got on with any lubes, but this one is amazing.
Oh, nice.
I've heard like, I've got a friend who's been using a CBD lube and I've done it in the past and she's just like, this lube gives you an orgasm.
Shit.
Like, it just makes, she was like, like it's just a magic lube.
It is
and
really
I've
good.
Had I've had really great orgasms with CBD lube as well. Mm. But the annoying thing is that they're mostly water oil based.
Yeah. They
so
are.
You can't use them with condoms.
Yeah, because it breaks them down and then you get pregnant.
And then you get pregnant.
And then you get AIDS and die.
No one wants to get pregnant.
No. No, you just,
they do.
You're just more risk right of it splitting and then that's when STIs and more complications get involved.
Fuck yeah. No one's safe.
No one is safe. It's bullshit.
So we're basically like manifesting your best.
My best fuck.
Well, like the life changing fuck.
Yeah,
what's
planning
yours
it.
Then? Have you had yours?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Mine was the first time I experimented with like kink and like more like BDSM, pain play, like being tied up and stuff. Because that was like the first time I really realised that I was like dripping for that.
Okay. fun.
Yeah.
What was yours?
It's so hard because I've had so many like amazing, it's been life changing. I don't know. Group sex. It's really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope there's more to come, like more life changing moments.
Yeah.
I've had a new best fuck, but I'm not going to talk about it.
You're not going to talk about it.
Just going to slip it in and then
nice.
Take it away.
Thanks for that. Cool.
No, I haven't had a threesome yet.
Ooh.
Yes.
Because my ex wasn't into it.
Me neither.
But I feel like that might be the life changer for me, having a threesome.
You should get on Field. That's like banging for threesomes.
The offices is around here, isn't it? It's like
I don't actually know where their offices are.
Thought it was Shepherd's Bush.
No, it's near Liverpool Street Station. That's where I was earlier. It's like there. My manager was like, "Oh, that's
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, you need to get on this app." I was like, "Oh, I didn't even know about
I've
this."
I've been putting all my friends on
so
this
app. So it's an app for people who want to have threesomes.
It's for everything.
More.
It's like a very
casual dating.
Okay. Yeah, it's a very like safe space that I mean, we're not being promoted by this company.
No,
at
we're
all.
Really
no,
not.
We're not.
We have worked with them, we do know them. But it's like a very welcoming app because it has all sexualities, all genders, all
so
identities, as well as kink friendly and the fact that you can link your profiles to your partners. So there's like polyamory, there's open relationships. It's just like quite a nice communicative and open community.
Yeah.
And people are very honest on there. They're like, I'm looking for just a fuck. I'm looking for a relationship.
It's sex forward. Like you put on your profile, like what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Sexually, like it has a whole section that says like desires, so you just put in like whatever. Whatever
yeah, it's very
there.
Much sex forward. Yeah, it's okay. It's some good shit. I'm on there at the moment, but my search status is only looking for two men. I found some.
Okay,
really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, are you gonna do it?
I hope so.
Oh my god,
we shall see.
I need. I want that so much. I need to put that on my profile. Actually, why have I not got that on my profile?
It's in like a bit of a tricky, like you have to go through the settings afterwards and then untick.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm literally only set on men and men. Like, I want to find a male couple.
Yeah.
To fuck. Because I think that'd be
what a gay male couple.
Either, all gender. I don't think a gay male couple would be interested.
Fucking you.
They don't know.
Well, they would have to be asexual, or they'd have to. They couldn't be gay.
Yeah.
Because they would only fancy men.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know why I said that.
But actually, most of them are straight on there, saying like, you know, I'm straight, but I enjoy having threesomes with men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
See, I'd want to have a threesome. I wouldn't mind having a male threesome with guys that were also attracted to guys, but like my fantasy is to have two people that are like literally worshipping me.
Just focused on you,
yeah. Yeah, like hands everywhere and just like pleasure coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
That could be the next life-changing fuck.
I'm up for anything. Like, then, two girls.
Yeah.
Two guys,
get on
one
field.
Girl, gone.
It's all there. Yeah. All there. Yeah.
It's all there.
Oh, my God. Now we're single. Like, we have so much exploration to do.
Oh, my God. Yes. You need to do, like, a fuck diary.
Oh, yeah.
We just look at each other wide-eyed.
We actually do. We should
coined.
So do that.
But then, like, you know, a couple of weeks later, like, no one wants to date you because they're like, all my secrets are going to be out.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't thinking actually publicly. I was just like thinking in my diary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Doing your diary back at home. That'd
and then
cool.
make it into a book like in like 10 years.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
When it's full up.
Rake it in. Then the film comes out. Yeah, minted.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. For fuck's sake.
This week's sex question is, my ex-boyfriend and I love each other, but we understood that we want different things. He wants to be free and fuck with other people if that happens. He wants to experience what comes in life. While I see myself in more of a traditional relationship and find it hard to separate love from sex or flirting without being jealous or questioning his feelings, is compromise in this case even an option? It's hard giving up someone so special.
This is literally what our relationship was like. Like, I could differentiate love and jealousy and flirting and attraction and all these things, and like, he couldn't see that I could.
Yeah.
So he was like, so you would be okay with me having sex with another girl? And I was like, yes, I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. That's why, you know, I just, and if he wasn't willing to compromise in any shape or form, then that, it was never going to work for me.
Yeah. I feel like they're two very different views, and it's super hard to it's hard to compromise on things like that, especially when you feel like you want a traditional relationship and you don't, if you can't separate like jealousy and like it could tear you apart, like it could make you feel so much worse in your relationship.
It's do or don't. Like, a compromise is almost there is no compromise. No. There, you can't, because you'd end up breaking either one of your hearts, like either not doing it or doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of like looking to the future and seeing like what this is going to do to you. Like, is it going to end up like ruining you and hurting you so much, or is it going to open your eyes? And like, I just don't think people can change really, though, when you have like such set views.
Or if they do change, often or not, they might maybe revert back.
Yeah,
I mean, you can open people's minds to things like that.
Yeah.
Like, I know at the beginning of my relationship, Thomas was really kind of like, oh, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could see it with other people. But now he's like all for it and really enjoys it. But that's because it's been like a slow growing trust. But then now he's like, oh, I don't think I could have a polyamorous relationship. And I kind of like the idea of that, but I don't, I'm not going to rush into anything.
Yeah.
Do you think it's something that you always know you have inside you? Or do you think, like, we just suppress it because of our upbringings? Like, how do you feel? Like, because, like, where I live, it's very traditional.
Yeah.
And his family are very traditional, whereas my family are very open and talk about sex. So I feel like the way we were both brought up is so different when it comes to how we view love and relationships, that I just feel like it's just embedded in you.
Yeah, it's, like, part of your, like DNA.
Yeah.
Well, it's like nature nurture.
What's quite weird that happened to me recently is my mum brought up that when I was younger, I used to say to her, I don't know how you can only be of one person for the rest of your life.
Interesting.
And I had completely forgotten the fact that I even ever thought this.
Yeah.
And now, like, now I'm out of this, like, traditional relationship. I've been thinking about, like, polyamory and, like, things like that, and, like, seeing that more as, like, an option for my future.
Yeah.
So it's like, actually, maybe I'm going back to, like, how I used to think, like, rather than coming up with, like, this whole new kind of, like...
It must be idea. It must be suppression. It must be like, you know, the person that you're with that you love, and you don't want to ever upset them or hurt them. But deep down, you feel like that's the way that you want it to be.
Yeah. And I think as well, when you become like lonely and maybe not like liking yourself that much, it, like, we search for a partner to sort of validate ourselves, and that's what I feel like forms quite a lot of like traditional relationships, is that validation.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because it's hard to get that complete validation from an open relationship, because you're like, oh my god, but like, they want to do this with other people, so they don't just want me, but like, really, like, part of you is just like, I want someone to love me completely and not ever like want to do anything with anyone else.
Well, it goes through phases. There's definitely times where I don't want to be with anyone else, but that's often not when I'm not feeling my best,
exactly.
Or I'm feeling insecure. When I'm feeling, and maybe back then I'd be like, oh yeah, maybe I do just want a monogamous relationship. But then that changes back to like, no, I could never just be with one person for the rest of my life. But it's a very modern way of thinking, and traditions and culture and upbringing really kind of drill that in us, like, especially with things like marriage. Like, that's still so huge. That's still like such an important piece of our society, and it's one of our main goals that we all strive for. And like, I'd never want to get married, but I still like the idea of marriage because it's been so glorified.
Exactly. It's like that special, like, super romantic thing. I don't know. But in regards to this question, I feel like maybe if you want to stay with this person, stepping into it like a little bit, like maybe with like a threesome or something, and seeing how that makes you feel. And if you can't deal with a threesome and he doesn't want to change how he views sex, which you probably won't, and you don't want to be the person that suppresses what he wants to do in his life, because he will resent you for it.
Exactly.
So I guess compromise in a way that you could be like, okay, let's try out a threesome here and there, and go from there, and then I think that will kind of tell you what you want.
I mean, you do need complete and utter transparency and honesty in a situation. So even if you don't like you know, maybe this particular girl that you play with, or you go on a date and you're not sure, like, you need to tell them absolutely everything, because things might change, and keeping each other in the loop is how you know it's going to work for the both of you and how it's going to progress into the future.
Exactly. But like, you, I guess in your situation, you weren't really able to compromise because you asked him for that and he said no.
I asked him like several times, even just to have like a threesome to see how it would work, and he would always be like really uncomfortable with it. So you know, even taking that first step was never going to happen.
And it's okay for him to feel like that as well. It's just absolutely. He's different to you, and it's okay to go your separate ways for reasons to do with sex. I think this is what people don't really understand with breakups. They're like, but you were so great together, and like, sex isn't everything. Mm-hmm. But actually, sex is such a big thing in a relationship. Yeah. And it's what keeps us together.
Yeah.
Good sex is what keeps a relationship strong. Yeah. You don't see successful relationships without sex.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree with you.
Fucking hell.
This week's sex story is... The summer before my senior year, I started talking to a kid that I used to have classes with. He was very flirtatious with me, and obviously something so new was exciting for me. We flirted so much and even talked about sex. I was a virgin and he wasn't, so he had a lot to say about sex. There was a day we planned to hang out at my house, and I had no intentions of doing anything more than just hanging out. His intentions were very different. I led him to my room and he immediately jumped on me and initiated having sex. I quietly said no multiple times and he'd just look at me and say, "Come on." Of course I felt bad, so I continued and to let it happen. He left after he finished and didn't speak to me for days. I found out a few days later that he had a girlfriend.
Oh,
I was
for fuck's
absolutely
sake.
Crushed and felt disgusting and terrible for the girlfriend. I told him to never speak to me again and lost all contact. I got a boyfriend later that year and told him I was a virgin and that he was my first. I told my friends that my boyfriend at the time was my first as well. I've never told anyone about my actual first time. I feel guilty about lying and have never actually gotten over this experience. Is it too late to come clean about who was actually my first?
Oh, baby girl.
That's so horrible.
That's fucking horrible.
That is so horrible.
That is like such a nasty story. Yeah, and we totally feel you.
Yeah, that is really horrible. I feel like my advice would be just don't keep suppressing that.
Yeah,
because it's going to come back and bite you in the arse at some point.
It is now. Like the fact that you're still feeling guilty about it, which you shouldn't do because none of that was your fault.
No.
But none of it at all.
It might be worth actually speaking to a professional about it because that's like quite a serious thing. Someone non-consensually had sex with you.
Yeah.
And the fact that you felt necessary to lie about it to your friends and to your partner means that there are some serious deep-seated issues there that you need to work on and get through.
Yeah, I think that happens quite a lot in rape situations is that people don't want to talk about it with anyone.
Yeah.
I had a friend in the past who told me about a time she got raped and I was like, "Are you telling anyone else this?" She was like, "No, you're the only person I've told."
Oh,
and I was just like, "Whoa."
And you should really, really like tell everyone and make it normalised and be like, "Yeah, this is what happened, but like I'm not a rape victim, I'm a survivor."
And I don't think it's too late to tell like friends and your like current boyfriend now. I think it'd actually be like actually quite a relief to let it out, and they're not going to think any less of you.
No. Absolutely not. This guy took what you said wasn't okay, and the fact that he coerced you into it, however you want to look at it, is rape. If you come clean about it, you know they're going to feel sad for you, but they're never going to judge you, and it's going to be good. It's almost going to be therapeutic for yourself to come clean. It's never too late to talk about any bad things that have ever happened to us back in the day.
Exactly. And seeing a therapist about these things is so important.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I also worry as well, like, what about this poor girlfriend?
Right.
Like, what he must do to her if he can do this to just some random girl. Like,
yeah, fucking hell.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what's really hard is that it's so hard to speak out about these things.
Yeah.
And then, but you have to think at the end of the day that, like, if you don't say something, they will do this to someone else.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, we're not saying, like, contacting this person at all. Like, you take it in your own time.
Do whatever you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, it's not, don't, you know, tell your friends and your boyfriend tomorrow if you don't feel comfortable. Mm. You need to find a time where you have it in you to talk about it. Or if you're not feeling ready, then definitely speak to a professional. There are so many people out there that can help, whether it's free or paid or private.
Yeah.
I mean, there's charities or lines that you can speak to and just have someone to talk through about it.
There are like call lines for sexual assault.
Yeah.
And just someone to listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just someone to listen on the other end, and it might help you like build your confidence to actually talk to your friends and maybe even your family.
Yeah. It's so easy to repress horrible shit that we go through, but this will be affecting you and your life and maybe your confidence and maybe how you feel in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So getting through that, getting getting past that. Like, yeah, you might, it might be horrible at the beginning. It always gets a little bit shit going reliving that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
once you push past that, you're going to feel like a new woman and own yourself and own your sexuality. And your life might just be like fucking 100 times better.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, I think it's quite important to say that just because that was your first time, it doesn't have to be your first time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you can remember your first time as sex with your next boyfriend.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it doesn't have to be the moment that you're like... Because obviously everyone kind of, like, remembers their first time, but that doesn't have to be what you think of when people talk about virginity.
Yeah, no. It shouldn't be, because that's a horrible experience, you know, just because it was penetration. Mm. Really, your first time should be about someone that you feel comfortable and loved with and have had a good experience. Like, that should be your first time.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally agree with you.
But we're here and we support you, and you're going to be okay. You just need to get the courage to talk to people about it. And strongly advise either calling into a helpline or reaching out to a therapist.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, we're here for you.
Yeah.
Power,
that was
baby.
A sad way to end this podcast.
It was.
It's such an important thing.
No, but it's
talk
so
about.
Important. Mm-hmm. It's good that we can talk about it. Yeah. And someone will be listening that's happened to you, and they'll know they're not alone. So
you're not alone.
We're sending you love. Everyone out there has ever gone through some horrible shit. We send you so much love. Yeah. You can own your sexuality and you can get your power back.
Exactly. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, baby.
Unfortunately, it is time for us to fuck off.
Oh, it's been amazing having you here, my lovely
lady. Thanks for having me. I'm so glad I finally got to come on.
I know, we were so excited.
What?
You get
I was like, what? Should we say it at the same time? Where? Where can our curious fuckers find you?
Oh, you can find me at Venus Libido. On Instagram, YouTube, everywhere.
Oh
you need to check her out.
Watch
your
private
artwork
parts.
Is amazing. Yes, and definitely. Because you interviewed like some really great people on there.
Yeah.
Kind of loads of your... I think you've had Kenny on, haven't you?
Yeah,
you've had Charlie Craggs, Emma Bresky.
We haven't actually had Charlie Craggs yet.
Have you not?
We should get Charlie on. We should get the her
Kush
on.
Khanna. Karen Hobbs.
We might just have to like come
just
and like,
do it. We're just gonna rage your
they're all
swap.
Amazing people. Yeah.
do the same with our podcast. We have some great people on too. Like
definitely swap guests.
Yeah, swap them.
Sharing's caring.
Yeah.
Please everyone remember to leave a rating, a review, telling us how much you love us, because it really helps us out, actually.
It does. As well as sharing this shit. Like sharing I've just said caring. Sharing is caring, for fuck's sake.
Sharing is caring, guys.
Did you know sharing is caring? Did you know? Apart from when it comes to STIs.
Oh yeah, don't share that shit.
Yeah.
Wrap up. Use condoms, everyone.
Go get tested every 2 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, I actually went to get tested a couple of weeks ago.
Did you? How'd it go?
All went well, yeah.
Nice.
I had a couple of like little bumps down there and I was like, what is this? And she was like, it's completely normal to have like little skin bumps every so often. Like skin's always changing down there. And like, I was a little bit worried that it was like genital warts or something. Mm-hmm. But she was like, no, it's not that. It's just skin.
A lot of the time it's fucking shaving rash. It's like, it's the devil.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm dying. Mm-hmm. I have all the infections. It's like, no, it's just shaving rash.
Yeah.
Fucking razors.
I was actually worried I'd have something because I had unprotected sex.
Yeah.
With someone who didn't get tested for like over a year, and I was just like, fucking hell, I'm going to have something really bad.
You need to practice what you preach, man. You're like, wrap up. Yeah. But I didn't.
I know. To be fair, he actually kind of forced the situation.
No, fuck's sake.
I was like condom. He's like, and then I'm always obviously turned on by like the danger.
Don't use a condom. Yeah, that's hot.
Fuck my life. I'm not on the pill, so it's just like double danger.
Oh no.
He didn't come inside though, so that's I'm not pregnant.
That's one thing.
Anyway.
Oh, so terrible.
Everyone go get tested, use condoms, and we will see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.